Welcome to our service for the ninth Sunday after Trinity. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like thee his praise should sing. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting King. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbours, in thought and word and deed, in the evil we have done and in the good we have not done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the ninth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your Church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading today is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 to 29. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long? Will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What is straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading is from Hebrews, beginning to read at chapter 11, verse 29. By faith, the people of Israel passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they'd been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death, they were sawn in two, they were killed by the sword. They went about in the skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Praise in simple trust like this. us now to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love, interpreted by love.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Mrs. Bennet was really in a most pitiable state. Whenever Charlotte Lucas came to see them, she was convinced that she was resolving to turn herself and her daughters out of the house as soon as Mr. Bennet were dead. She complained bitterly of all this to her husband. "Indeed, Mr. Bennet," said she, "it's very hard to think that Charlotte Lucas should ever be mistress of this house, that I should be forced to make way for her and live to see her take my place in it." "My dear, do not give way to such gloomy thoughts," said Mr. Bennet. "Let us hope for better things. Let us flatter ourselves that I may be the survivor." When my brother Grant said that he would want me to do his funeral, I thought of this passage from Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and asked him why he assumed that I would be the survivor. There were only 2.5 years between us, after all. And so we laughed about Mr. Bennet. But it was really my way, I suppose, of saying how little I wanted to do what I will have to do on Tuesday and preside at Grant's funeral. I've probably done more than 1,000 funerals over the years, but I've never wanted to do one less than I want to do this one. You're still learning, though, even after all those hundreds of funerals. In a situation like this, in an ordinary parish funeral, I'd normally talk to the partner, in this case Grant's partner Moira, about their life together and about the children, and then ask as a sort of afterthought almost, did he have any brothers or sisters? Are any of them still alive? And if they are, you just name-check them in the service in a brief sort of way, just to cover all the bases. But I wonder how often I fail to notice that there is a person in front of me for whom, like me with Grant, the last person who has been there all the 65 years of my life, the last person who has always been there, has suddenly disappeared from view. I guess I've become that last person now for our sister, Kate. There's another Austen moment in the novel Emma, when the two Knightley brothers meet, after not having seen each other for some time. When John came into the room, Austen writes, "How do you do, George? John, how are you? Succeeded in the true English style. burying under a calmness that seemed all but indifference the real attachment which would have led either of them, if requisite, to do everything for the good of the other. One of Grant's daughters, my niece Maisie, has a partner named Ross. Ross just can't understand that he's become attached to a family where people don't hug each other. Like the Knightley brothers, Grant and I would often not see each other for months at a time, but you'd never see us hug when we met again. To an outside observer, we probably didn't seem close. We had very different jobs, very different lifestyles, very different beliefs. And yet, if you spent more time with us, you would realise that underlying those surface differences, there was an almost telepathic sort of shared cultural instinct which still made us very close. It was a truism in our family circle, for example, that there was never any point competing against either of us in a quiz which the other had set. If I'd set the quiz, Grant would win, and if Grant had set it, I would win. We somehow just thought the same way. Different as we were, and different as our lives became, we never lost whatever mysterious thing it is that makes brothers brothers. Or at least, we never lost it until now. All this has made the last 2 weeks very hard. And of course, our having COVID, both Jane and I, has made them harder still. We are so grateful for all the messages and cards we've received and for the genuine concern which so obviously underlies them. Grant's funeral, as I've said, will be on Tuesday in Macclesfield. We shall wear bright clothes and laugh and sing as he would have wished. And people are writing original pieces of music, poems and pieces of prose to celebrate his life. But he still won't be there. Won't be there ever again. And he was always there before. When we started these online services in the early days of COVID, I used to finish them with an item entitled A Look on the Bright Side, usually a comic poem or song. Today, we're going to finish the service with The Sunny Side of the Street. Sometimes you just have to make a conscious decision to look on the bright side. Amen.
Us, me, us. Thank you.
Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad hrnoit yn y nefoedd, sanctedia de enw, deled de dernas gwnela de wychlis, megis yn y nef fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyro ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol, y madda i ni ein dyledion fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr, ac nac ar roi ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. Amen. We pray for our Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Aileen, our area Dean John, our clergy Helwen and Judith, and our clergy who are not well, remembering especially David Tizard. We continue to remember the family of John Rowlands. We pray for our worship leaders, especially at this time, Anthea, who is grieving for her brother and his partner, and for Richard, who underwent his fourth session of chemotherapy this week. We thank you too for the ministry of all our worship leaders at Pembrin, Llangrannog and Llantysilio churches. Bless and keep them. Bless their ministry richly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray especially at this time for any who are fearful about their finances, for those who fear they will face a choice between keeping warm and eating enough this winter. We pray for all those who are seeking to help and relieve them through the work of food banks and other charities, and we pray for our government and the government which is soon to be, as it seeks to understand what are the best measures to relieve the poverty of those who are most in need. Make us, Lord, charitable and insightful neighbours to help those who are around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue to pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray especially for Ukrainian refugees in our own country, in Llangrannog and in other places. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, for those who have been wounded and injured, for those who have lost their homes and been driven out of their towns and cities and even of their country. We pray for peace. We pray that you would turn the hearts of men of wickedness and violence to justice and to peace, and that you would shorten the suffering of the innocent in Ukraine and in all places where there is conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own country and especially for those places where there is shortage of water and real danger of fire in the extremely hot weather which we continue to experience. We pray for wisdom for ourselves and for our policy makers and for the policy makers of the world, that we may take seriously the damage which we are doing to our planet and to its inhabitants by our reckless allowing of global warming. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray especially for those who are dear to us, our families and friends. I remember with great affection and sadness my brother Grant. Pray for his partner Moira and his children Emily, Jake and Maisie. And we remember also the many parishioners who have lost loved ones in recent weeks and months. Pray that you would bless and keep them, Lord. Bless those in our families who are ill or in any other kind of trouble, especially those we cannot see as we would wish to. Bless and keep them and assure them of your presence. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always.
Coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but now this rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent at this riches Rockefeller. distant. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Crossover, and if I never, never have a cent, I'd be as